This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. Through coronavirus, through the flu, through cancer, I'm not leaving you. You've never forsaken me. You've never left me. You want me, God. You're interested in me, God. I'm not going nowhere.
Text to Give with SecureGive is a fast, easy way to give from anywhere, anytime. It's just two quick steps. First, text the keyword CDMBC followed by the amount you like to give to 74483. Second, when asked to confirm, just text Y and your transaction is complete. That's all there is to it. Text to Give. The fastest, easiest way to give on the go.
So let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Ooh, it's time we live a new life. Ooh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Look at St. John 16, 31 to 32 in the NLT. Jesus really believed while he was on the earth, he really believed that he was never alone. I got that revelation, man. It took over 40 years, but I got it. I am never alone. I used to hate being by myself, but I got a revelation, I'm never alone. Look at this. This is so interesting here. Jesus asked, do you finally believe? But the time is coming, indeed, it's here now, when you will be scattered, each one going his own way, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. That's what we got to get to. I'm not alone because the Father is with me. An invitation for an intimate relationship. The Father is with me. And He promised He would never leave me nor forsake me. But that's not a reality in most Christians' life. That's just a little quote. I'm never alone. For real, I'm never alone. The Father is with me. But never alone. Never alone. You know, there are four beliefs that are key to learning and experiencing intimacy with God. Here are four things I think you need to believe if you're going to get to this place of having intimate relationship with God. Number one, you got to believe that God is interested in you. Do you believe that God is interested in me? Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God's interested in you. Every last one of you in here, God is interested in you. Say out loud, God is interested in me. That's where this intimacy will begin to start between you and God, when you start believing that God's interested in me. God's interested in me. You remember when you were in elementary school or high school and you see a little girl over there that you like? You know, I thank God for sisters, because I could ask my sister, go over there and see if she's interested in me. And when I found out she was interested in me, then I can make my move. I'm telling you right now, God is interested in you. Make your move. Make your move. God's interested in you. Number two, here's what you need to believe in order to experience this intimate relationship with God. I can be completely truthful with God. I believe I can be completely truthful with God. There are some things that you will tell God that you'll never tell anybody else. I can be completely truthful with God. Now, think about it. If you try to lie to God, He God. He already knows a lie. I can be completely truthful with God. Say that out loud. I can be completely truthful with God. That starts this intimacy. Listen what you're doing.
you're opening up and you're letting him in to see. He already know it, but the fact that you did it because you wanted to do it. I can be completely intimate with God. I open up and I let God see it. You can go before God and say, God, I am selfish. I did that one time. I recognized, oh my goodness, you know, what's going on? Why am I not happy here, happy there? Because I'm selfish. You can be completely intimate with God. I am selfish. I am bullheaded. I am mean. I am disrespectful. You might not say those things around people you know, but you can be completely truthful with God. And God says, oh, wow, you were willing to let me in. That's how he sees it. A willingness to respond to the interest he has in you. And there's some truth that you need to go before God and tell him. There's some things you may not ever utter to a counselor, to a friend, to a relative, but you have God. Be completely truthful to him. Number three, here's another thing you got to believe. I can be vulnerable with God. That's kind of like what we talked about there. I can be vulnerable with God. Vulnerability is really a nakedness. It's letting somebody in to see what others don't get an opportunity to see. It's exposing yourself. And when you expose yourself, it could be dangerous because depending on who you expose yourself to, could come back and bite you and hurt you and betray you. That's why you got to know the difference between a Facebook friend and a real friend. That's why you got to know the difference between an associate and a friend. You don't take somebody you met yesterday and invite them in the holies of holies behind your curtain. You don't know them. You don't even know about them. Quit being so gullible.
Well, we Christians and they Christians, so we ought to get together behind the holies of holies. You ain't even coming in my holiest place. In fact, you ain't even coming in the yard. I don't know you like that. You don't call nobody your friend. What have they done to give you the advantage? What do you know about them? Where is their willingness to open up with you? Other than that, if you're always giving and never receiving, you're in a toxic relationship. But are you willing to be vulnerable with God? He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to betray you. He's not going to expose you. That's somebody you can go and be vulnerable with. But are you willing to do that? Because until you're willing to be vulnerable with God, you're never going to experience intimacy with God. While you fix it up when you're talking to humans, with God, you don't fix nothing up. Ain't no good, God. And I ain't telling you nothing you don't know. Do you understand what happens when you become vulnerable with God? You begin to experience all of the blessings from him to help fix those things that you became vulnerable about. Was that number three or four? Number four, I got to believe that God's going to empower me, especially when I'm vulnerable. I got to believe he's going to empower me. I got to believe that this relationship with God is going to empower me, and I believe that. I believe that whatever God wants me to do, he empowers me to do it. And I don't have to show off or be arrogant with it or braggadocious about it. God empowers me to do it, and I give him the glory. Do you believe that God will empower you? Do you believe that whatever it is that God's called you to do, that he can empower you to do it? He can empower you to be a great student. He can empower you to be an amazing father, an amazing mother. He can empower you to do this. Boy, I wish I'd have known that. I wish I'd have known to depend on God to empower me to make the right decisions, to do the right things, to be where I needed to be instead of being all over the world trying to save everybody else. An empowerment. And yet God has empowered me even through my mistakes to help other fathers to be better than what I was. to help other men to be better than what I was. See, you got to learn how to come out of every crappy situation with wisdom. Don't ever come out of trouble with no wisdom. Don't ever come out of a hard time with no wisdom. Don't ever come out of being broke with no wisdom. Don't ever come out of a divorce with no wisdom. You ought to be smarter as a result of the desert you've gone through. You ought not be the same. You ought not be dumber. I've gone through some stuff. I am smarter. But now you got to learn how to divorce yourself from regret. Because you spent all your life regretting something, then you're paralyzed and you're not moving forward because you're stuck in regret. A relationship with God, an intimate relationship with God, will help you to move on. Because God will whisper in your ear, you're spending too much time in the past in your head. God will whisper in your ear, you in that ditch too long. I already bought you out of that ditch. You just went and jumped right back in that ditch. Come on, come on, come on, come on. God will show up and say, you have spent the last hour thinking about something that you're no longer in that same place. You're not even that same person. Why are you beating yourself up about something you can't do nothing about? That's what a relationship with God would do. You don't understand. The relationship with God will tell you you're immature. The relationship with God will tell you you still hadn't forgiven him. I know you told everybody you forgave him, but you ain't forgave him. A real relationship with God would say, you know, last night, the reason why you dreamed that you cut that person was because you got deep issues on the inside about it. You going around, I ain't got no issues. It's just like if I came and slapped you, you'd say, that didn't hurt. And you know it hurt. I tore your face up. And that didn't hurt. That didn't hurt. See, an intimate relationship with God will show you some stuff. And that's what we're failing. We have settled in the ditch of deception. And because we don't know God and we don't believe God, we don't hear from God, and now we're stuck. And we're trying to figure out, God, where are you? And he's like, I'm where you should be, but I can't seem to keep you out of your past. Come on. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. And then you almost like, no, I don't want to. I need my past. He's like, come on. What I have in your future is so awesome that it's going to wipe out the past. See, the only place that all of your junk and your nasty still exist is in your memory. And Jesus died and shed his blood so your conscience can be clean, so you don't have to walk around in shame and condemnation and all that kind of stuff, and you can go forward. And he's like, come on, come on. See, this is the intimate relationship with God where you can hear him say, come on. An intimate relationship with God where he say, I still love you no matter what. Come on, let's go. Come on, come on. I needed you to go through that. You wouldn't do what I told you to do, so I stepped back and let you go through it. I got to mature you. I got to train you. I got to build you up. And you're not listening to my word. You're not listening to the scripture. You ain't listening to Creflo Nim. I'm trying to build you up. So I'm stepping back and I'm letting the world, I'm letting the hell, I'm letting all that stuff that you think you want to go through, I'm going to let it shape you and mold you. And then, come on. Oh, I'm talking to somebody in here this morning. I don't know whose it is I'm talking to, because ain't none of this written down. You got to mature. In order to do what God put you here for, he got to mature you. So don't be depressed over everything you go through. Learn how to rejoice that you got through it. And then when you threw that, it's going to be some more. And you threw that, it'll be some more. Somebody said, dang, how much more I got to go through? Honey, If you're going through a lot, you must be preparing for a big thing that God has called you to. But I can assure you right now, God does not and will not allow you to go through stuff, glory be to God, and not be ready to show you why and to use you and to cause you to impact lives like never before. Honey, the best you has yet to be seen. Hallelujah. I say the best you is yet to be seen, glory to God. Wait until God finishes with you. It's like that old song, I believe it was Jane Cleveland, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. When God gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. So quit complaining about what you're going through. Like you got a right to complain. You got to mature. Don't nobody want to hear every time you look around, well, hey, how you doing today? Well, it happened again. Well, you must not have got the lesson the first time. Sometimes people got to take the test 3 or 4 times before they can pass it. You should have passed it the first time because he says, I will not allow you to be tested above your ability to pass. And he says, if the test gets too rough, I'll pull you out. So the only reason you don't pass the test is because you didn't want to. I don't know about this. I don't know about this, Lord. I hear what Taffin them was saying the other day, but I don't know about this. You know, the Lord is in his house. I don't, where you at, Lord? I don't, where you at? Are y'all listening to me this morning? This is a weird thing. There's a strange thing going on here this morning. God's trying to prepare you. God has you. You're a remnant that he has kept away for a time such as this. A lot of folks have been doing all their thing, but you showing up like you're showing up right now, and those of you who are still here, and you don't understand what God's getting ready to do. There is a move of God that's getting ready to come forth in the earth, and it's going to come through you. It's going to come through mature people that have made their mind up that I'm not going to leave God. Come hell or high water, I'm not going to leave God. Come sickness or pain, I'm not going to leave God. My light bill hadn't been paid. My light's off. I'm not going to leave God. I'm going to stand here, God. I'm going to stand there. They can hit me in the left. Hit me. I ain't going nowhere, God. I'll be with you. I'll stay with you, Lord. I'm going to see what the end going to be. I'm not going to leave you. You've been too good to me, Lord. You bought me from a mighty long way, God. You've done things that I couldn't do for myself. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not leaving you. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. Through coronavirus, through the flu, through cancer, I'm not leaving you. You've never forsaken me. You've never left me. You want me, God. You're interested in me, God. I'm not going nowhere. Yeah, it's been rough, but I'm gonna still praise you. Yeah, I didn't have enough money to pay my bills, but somehow I keep making it. Somehow it keep working out. I'm gonna still praise you. Yeah, I messed up and got divorced for the second time, but I'm not gonna leave you. I'm not gonna walk in shame. I'm not gonna walk in guilt. I'll take my medicine. I'm coming out with some wisdom. I'm better now than I was before. I will not leave you. Hallelujah! Not leaving you. I'm not running this time. I spent all my life running. I'm not running this time. I'm going to stay until I see what the end's going to be. I know you called me. I know you anointed me. I know you want to use me. I know you've been maturing me. I'm not going nowhere. Betrayed, you've been disrespected, you've been used, you've been abused, you've been talked about, you've been criticized, but you got to make your mind up. If God be for me, then who can be against me?
nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. I don't care how hard it gets, I'm not going nowhere. You can knock me down, but I'm gonna get right back up. Hallelujah. You can steal from me, but he'll give it back to me sevenfold. Hallelujah. Sickness can touch my body, but with his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah, church. Gonna be all right. Because God's got a plan for your life. God's got a plan for your life. And you are right slap dab in the middle of something good. Something getting ready to happen to you. There is no way that God's gonna take you, allow you to go through all the mess you had to encounter and not be there for a recompense. He's about to recompense you, praise God. There's a payday right around the corner, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. You didn't go through this for nothing. God's got your back. So until you see what the end gonna be, you need to just keep reminding yourself every day you get up, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I'm right in the middle of a mess, but I will rejoice and be glad in it, because the Lord is good. Now, he's not gonna let you go through stuff without sprinkling some goodness on the way. He got you. He got you. But don't quit. Don't turn back to the world. Not now. You've been through too much to turn back now. You've been through too much training. You're almost finished with the course to turn back now. A lot of people have quit and think they know stuff. Yes. But God's preparing you, yes, to be that living epistle. Yes. They're not gonna read the Bible, but they'll look at you and start reading you. Yes. And here's the thing, you just, especially with people you love, yes, you love them, you hate to see what they're going through, but they make their choices. And you got to learn how to rest. You got to learn how to rest in the promises of God. They're going to be all right. I pray for them. They're going to be all right. I speak good over them. They're going to be all right. It might not happen when you want it to happen. It'll happen. It'll happen. And then you can sure enough cut a rug then. If I see you running around a dome and falling out and rolling around, I'm like, oh, she done had a breakthrough. Leave her alone. Somebody said she out of order. Oh, no, we out of order for not joining her, praise the Lord. Not joining him, praise the Lord. The Bible in Luke chapter 10, 38, 42, he told Martha, he said, Martha, Martha, you are worried by the details of so many things. Because she came in, she said, you should be concerned that Mary got me in here doing all this work, and she out there sitting down listening to you. I ain't know all y'all greedy disciples were coming around here in the first place. I should have known that all the chickens ran away from my house when they saw y'all. Jesus said, Martha, 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 you are worried about many things,
But Mary got it. What she is doing is the one thing that every Christian should do. Seek his word. And Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. All these other things that you're seeking. What is it that you're seeking but not seeking God?
Are you confused because you know God but don't feel a personal connection to him? Creflo Dollar explains how to fellowship with God to take your relationship with him to new levels in his series, How to Develop Intimacy with God.
I need to know something about him, and the word tells me about him. The more I learn about him, I enter into number two, a fellowship with him. And you're spending time with him, you're talking with him, he's talking to you, you're praying, and then we begin to develop an impression. And then after that impression, then I begin to experience him. All of the knowledge about God should finally lead you to a relationship with God.
You can get both messages today for a love gift of just $15 or more, plus shipping and handling. Simply visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore or call the number on your screen to deepen your relationship with God today.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you. Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world, and we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.